We're your hosts. I'm Justin.
I'm Kelly, and together we are the Planet's Best Mother and Son podcast duo. We are also part of the Film Dispenser Network, which has all kinds of awesome things on it. You can find all of the Film Dispenser podcasts on iTunes, on Stitcher, or filmdispenser.com, and Spreaker. I say that in that way because that sounds like a made-up thing to me.
Well, you can. It's just us. Just this Walking Dead podcast you can find on Spreaker.
Yeah. On Spreaker.
On Spreaker.com.
Are we the only ones that are on Spreaker?
Probably so.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's a real thing, but we're on it. I signed us up for us.
And we pay for it monthly.
Yeah, exactly. We pay for it in blood. But yes, you can find us all those lovely places. And each and every week when The Walking Dead is on, and even when it's not on,
that's right,
we'll be diving into the wild and crazy world of Rick Grimes.
That's right. Rick Grimes.
Yeah, Rick Grimes and crew stuff and things. Full alert for show spoilers and naughty words. And we'll be breaking down each episode of the show, as well as giving you our favorite moments, theories, and predictions, and behind-the-scenes commentary from the cast and creators. So please do us a huge favor. Go rate us. Go review us on iTunes, Stitcher, and apparently Spreaker.com. Go throw us a rating. That way we can move on up in the iTunes and Stitcher lists. So when people go search for The Walking Dead, when they're looking for the best podcast on planet Earth,
yeah,
they find ours. Because right now they can't find it.
They can't find us.
No.
And it's really bad. All this lovely, gooey goodness that you find every week.
Yeah.
They can't find
it. They are missing out, people.
Yep. I feel bad for them.
I know that we're your special ones. We know that.
We're your dirty little secret.
Exactly. But we want you to share that secret. Share that love with those other folks that don't know us. That they're like, they drank during the podcast? I want to drink during the podcast.
That's right. I drink all the time.
Exactly. I hate my family. I wish they would be a part of The Walking Dead themselves so I could stick some kind of screwdriver through their head.
Wow, you really went so bad with that.
I did. I took it a little bit too far there.
Yeah, it's too far. Way too far.
A little bit too far.
It's okay. It's all right.
Well, obviously they know I'm lying. Because you're a part of my family, and I haven't stuck a screwdriver through your head.
Yet.
And we did 50 podcasts of the My Mom Saw Me Naked podcast.
That's so true.
That's 50 of those, and we've done like 50. This is our 54th podcast of The Walking Naked.
And we have if I dare say, a shitload of other ones.
Yes, I think shitload is the appropriate terminology for that.
Well, so. And I will say also, because we are doing the 12 Monkeys TV show, and I would think that there are some people that should enjoy both of these TV shows.
I would wholeheartedly agree. I mean, if you're into science fiction, which The Walking Dead is obviously, you know, it's not. I guess it's
not
science,
totally.
It's science fiction, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, it's not totally based on real science.
No. I mean, we haven't been able to replicate. I can't speak. Truth be told, this is the second podcast that we've done tonight.
For tonight. And
I'm done
with
my whiskey.
You are drunk.
It's damn near. I have like little sips left of my drink, and I'm just kind of like.
Oh,
I'm like,
my God. Yeah.
I'm trying to like suck it out of the drink to get a little bit more nectar of the gods in that whiskey.
Which is, hey, if you've listened to us before, if you know, by the time Justin gets to the bottom of his drink, oh, he's just Mr. Mellow.
Yeah, it's Mr. Bad News Bears for
his
any listeners.
No, come out.
Yes.
The way they write.
Exactly. Yeah. So apologies up front for any things that I screw up in this episode. So.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah.
So okay. So I don't know what we are actually planning on talking about. I'm just curious, though.
Exactly. I was like, You want to get on?
Yeah.
You want to talk about The Walking Dead?
Yeah. Let's
real
just
quick?
Talk about. I want to talk about the trailer.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that for sure. And yes, this is kind of an impromptu episode. We weren't planning on doing this episode. We've got two more that we're planning to do before we get to the Walking Dead premiere. The reason why I wanted to get on here and do this podcast is because I wanted to put up our interview with Merle really quickly, Michael Rooker himself, because we had a lot of fun doing that, or I did, at Walker Stalker Con. You were off hanging out with Andrew Lincoln. I was trying to talk to Michael Rooker. It was a lot of fun, and it was kind of our throwback Thursday. We're recording this on a Thursday. You're probably not going to hear it till Friday, but this is our official Throwback Thursday podcast episode with our interview with Michael Rooker, a.k.a. Merle from The Walking Dead. But I also want to talk to you about The Walking Dead trailer, some news about The Walking Dead spinoff, and a certain Walking Dead character from season one possibly reprising his role on The Walking Dead spinoff. But let's get to the trailer first. They just released the 30-second teaser trailer, and what you think?
I think, thank God that before I even watched the teaser trailer, I actually watched the video that you produced that was like 11 minutes long.
Yes, for a 30-second teaser trailer.
Yes, because you put it in nice slow motion for me and, you know, scene by scene. So go look for that at Ready, Click, Play.
On YouTube,
yeah, which is you did a great job because
thank
it's
you.
so super quick.
It is. It's very quick. I was actually counting it up. I think there was 35 or 37 images in that 30-second teaser trailer. So you're thinking not even a second for each image, which
right.
And that's not – 30 seconds was – that was with at the very end. It's like The Walking Dead premieres
Returns,
on February 8th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, you know,
mm-hmm.
that whole thing that they always put in every teaser trailer or every trailer, that had to have lasted 8 seconds, maybe more than 8 seconds. So, yeah, you're looking at the max 25 seconds for 30-something images. Tough to see everything that went down in that teaser trailer.
I saw some crazy Rick hair.
Rick does have some crazy hair. That was probably my favorite thing about that video that I made when I slowed it down, put it in slow motion, whenever Rick plows through those walkers.
Yeah.
You know, the blood and the guts is coming out everywhere. But
Rick turns his hair head and his hair just kind of flings up and
Oh, his hair is awesome. It's fabulous. He's been putting some great product in that hair. I don't know where he's getting that good product in the zombie apocalypse, but
I think it's called dirt and oil.
That's true. Yes, lots of dirt and oil. But what was your favorite part about that teaser trailer?
I think it anything that had anything to do with Rick, really.
Yes.
The fact that, like you said, it does seem like they are more in fight mode in this particular trailer. I mean, it seems like they're on high alert.
Yeah.
He's plowing down walkers, I think, in a couple of different automobiles, doesn't he? I mean, you see him in the Suburban.
Well, you don't see him knock down any walkers in the Suburban, but you do get to see him in that Suburban, as well as that boat car, whatever.
Yeah, big caddy.
Yeah, Lincoln Cadillac car. But he definitely plows them down in the Cadillac car, for sure.
That was sweet.
And it is interesting when you look at it, you know, you take a look back at season four, how much of a different contrast it is, because in the back half of season four, it was all about, I mean, they were beaten up. That was back whenever Rick... He didn't even say really any words for four episodes straight. And in this, you know, the back half of season five, it's very different. Like you said, I mean, they're ready to fight anybody, anything, anyone that comes along. This group can handle it. I mean, I know we just lost Beth, and we're going to be dealing with that after effect in the back half of season five. But
that was her fault. I'm sorry. That was a dumb move.
It was a very dumb move. I mean, and that's, oh God, we're going to get into that because we're going to do our top five favorite moments from the first half of season five. That's going to be our next podcast episode. And I'm sure we'll probably throw in a few worst moments, not necessarily like five
and
of them.
That would be right up there.
Yeah, that would definitely be up there. So make sure you look for that next week. We'll be bringing you guys that podcast. I love the teaser trailer, though. I hated that music video trailer. It was terrible. Did you like it?
It was just weird.
It's okay if you liked it. I'm not gonna be like, ooh, you liked it. It was terrible.
No, wait a minute. I did watch your video.
Mm-hmm.
So you did say, ooh, if you like it, it's terrible. I don't like anybody that likes it. That's what you said in your video.
I did not say I didn't like
that's
the people.
That's what you said.
No.
That's what you said.
Well, I didn't mean it. I was probably drinking at that point too. And I was getting all sassy pants. I was like, this video's
screw
the
you.
Worst.
Yeah, it's the worst. I can't even believe y'all did this.
Yeah, I think I said at one point, I was like, I felt really bad when I listened or watched it back. And I said, you could take your idea and throw it right in the trash.
Yeah.
I was like,
you
oh
did
my God,
say that.
That's
you
such
asshole.
A dick thing to say.
You asshole.
I know. I can't believe I didn't edit that part out. I should have taken that. What if some?
Too
what if
late?
What if
now.
Like the one time that somebody from The Walking Dead actually pays attention to something that I did or we did, and it's like, why don't you take your shit and throw it in the trash?
Yeah.
Trash
now.
Man.
See if we ever get invited to anything
exactly.
Walking Dead related.
We're never going to get an interview for the Walking Dead people.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Damn it.
Yeah, you can interview all the dead ones.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Not any of the live ones.
Yeah, the ones that died that didn't even die on screen. Yeah, that's the ones you can interview. Oh, those scenes that we cut. Yeah,
yeah,
you go interview
yeah.
those people.
Yeah.
Damn it. All because of me bashing your music video?
Yeah. No, the music video, it was unusual.
Yeah, it was.
I will say that.
Yeah, it was unusual.
But, I mean, as long as I got to see Rick Grimes on screen, I don't care. You can put whatever song you want behind it.
That's true. I mean,
although it did kind of look like they had a Merkin on him.
A Merkin? What is okay. a Merkin?
Oh, don't even. Never mind.
Please explain
like
this
a,
to the listening
okay.
audience.
Do you not know what a Merkin is? A Merkin.
I have a
is,
feeling this is like some old terminology.
Well, because it's not old. Fuck you. It's not old terminology. It what it is and I think it must have been. I'm assuming in the pornography.
Pornography.
Industry.
Yes. Pornography? What is that?
Pornography. I'm trying to lay down some knowledge on you, young man, about pornos. But yeah,
tell
American
me about
is a wig for your junk. And there's a whole industry. American is a thing.
I'm learning
Look
something
up.
About you that I never wanted to know, basically, at this point.
Well, there's a lot of other things you don't want to know about me that I don't try to tell you.
Merkin? Is it basically like Merkin? We live in America.
No, it's a Merkin. Merkin.
Merkin.
Not.
I'm about to merc this zombie.
I'm not trying to say it with a funny Southern accent. It's a Merkin.
No, I know, but that's just what it sounds like. You're about to merc this zombie.
Yeah.
Rick was merking on those zombies.
I'm just saying.
With his junk wig.
I was just saying that his beard did not look as natural as normal.
It did not.
And I would have to think if you put a wig on your junk, it wouldn't look normal either.
No, I would have.
That was my correlation.
I could imagine not.
Okay.
That would look awkward for sure.
Yes.
I think you just got to go just bare. Just. At that point, this is definitely.
I mean, do you
old,
lose it with cancer?
This is an old terminology. I'm sorry to throw you under the bus.
Oh no, no, it's because all you kids today shave your junk anyway.
Well, what I'm and plus it's not popular today. This has definitely got to be a pornos from the 70s because
I don't watch
was,
pornos.
That,
period.
That was somebody knows terminology that I've never heard of, and I have watched a few in my life.
I'm sure you have, but, way more than me.
But I'm telling you, those were that stuff was more popular in the 70s, the Bush. I can't believe we're getting into this on the Walking Dead podcast. This is a My Mom Saw Me Naked podcast
that's very
topic
true.
To talk about.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No one has a Bush anymore.
No, exactly. But so back then, they needed the Bush in those movies because it was popular.
I watched a movie. A Merkin is a pubic wig. Merkins were originally worn by prostitutes after shaving their genitalia and used as decorative items, erotic devices, or in films by both men and women who apparently did not have good looking junk.
Oh, man.
The female version is usually made of fur, beaver pelts, obviously. Well, the male version is made of chains and stuff like that. So, you know,
what?
I guess, you know.
Chains?
Chainmail, you know, like,
What the hell is going on down there?
Okay.
Just in case if I get into a battle with somebody while I'm doing the deed and they try to stab me down there, I've got my chainmail protecting my regions.
Are you trying to tell me that you don't ever dress up? Because I know how you kids are.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I've
dressed up. Do you not play like some Game of Thrones?
Yeah, exactly. All right, girl, put your Game of Thrones chainmail on your junk. No. I mean.
So, no, I didn't know it was used by, you know, by prostitutes because they had to, you know, shave their stuff.
No, I didn't know that. Well, old Rick Grimes sure knows it by now. I wonder if he.
Shut up.
Please tell me that somebody joked around with him on set.
He was wearing a merkin.
A merkin beard. Okay, well, moving on. We liked the teaser trailer. I thought it was good.
Let's go back to his beard.
No, we're not going back to his beard. We've already lost every listener that we ever had by talking about the merkin. That's okay. We'll win them back.
All right.
I like the merkin talk, so merkin talk. But let's talk about the Walking Dead spinoff. There was a script for episode 1 that got leaked. I didn't read the script. I don't want to know all about the script. But the interesting part about it was the title of the show. And it came out that the title was called Fear the Walking Dead. This whole time we've been calling the Walking Dead spinoff the Cobalt.
And I knew it. That would have had to just been a working title.
Yeah.
Because it was a stupid title.
But Fear the Walking Dead, you like that more?
Not necessarily.
No. I thought one of our listeners, they pointed it out best that they were like, that sounds like a hashtag title.
No, that sounds like an episode title.
Or an episode title, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. What would you like?
I don't know. I mean,
Walking Dead, the Cali edition.
Yeah, exactly. Real life, L.A.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want this to be called, to be honest. I mean, I was fine with Cobalt. Was it the best name ever? I don't know. I actually got to talking with somebody on Facebook or Twitter about this, one of our listeners, and they pointed out the fact that, you know, Cobalt's a rock or a mineral that you find within the earth. And I was like, well, that's kind of interesting because, you know, we find zombies within the earth. That at least somewhat ties into the zombie aspect of the show. But that's a very loose tie-in. But Fear of the Walking Dead, I really don't want it to... I don't know. Obviously, it's got to be called The Walking Dead something, right?
You would think, and I'm sorry, somebody unplugged my cord, so I didn't get to hear your super interesting story that you told about, you know, what somebody pointed out. So, so I had to just jump in there at the end of that.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I would think, why would you not? I mean, you've got this huge industry of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I would think you seriously want that in the title.
Yeah, I mean, but who wouldn't know it's The Walking Dead? I mean, as soon as they see a preview of zombies going on, well, and it's on AMC. I mean, we know we got Z Nation.
Yeah.
But
and there's another show coming out.
iZombie?
No, Apocalypse.
I haven't even heard of that one.
Yeah, I just saw the news on that today, which is...
What channel is it going to be on, or what network, do you know?
I don't know.
Oh, well, it's not really a big deal. It's not going to... It's most likely not going to do great. The one show that I thought was going to be good was the one that's on like ABC or whatever, Revival or whatever it's called. The one where they come back, because that one's actually a comic book called Revival, and they've had crossovers between.
You mean Resurrection?
Resurrection's what it's called on ABC or whatever. Mm-hmm. The comic book's called Revival. The comic book Revival and the show Resurrection have a lot in common. Like it's. Little bit too much in common that the creator of the comic book didn't get paid, so it's kind of crappy on his part. The comic book's doing well. They've had crossovers with the Chew comic book, but they've never had a crossover with the Walking Dead comic book. Obviously, you know, they're in different worlds, which they're different worlds with Chew, which was kind of weird that they had a crossover to begin with. I don't know. I don't know what I'd want The Walking Dead to be called. To be totally honest, I wish they would have just gone with the storyline from the video games. I thought it would have been
that would have been so great.
It would have been so good. Either they go with that, or they should have went with the governor's backstory, the books. I thought that would have been phenomenal as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, David Morrissey, mm-hmm. you know my love for David Morrissey and my love for the governor. It runs deep, real
yeah.
deep.
And yes, it does.
Yes.
You kind of have a crush on him.
Mm-hmm.
What's not to love, especially with that sexy eye patch?
Exactly. Got to love those one-eyed dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that would have been a perfect spot for them to go as well. I'm still really intrigued by the Walking Dead spinoff. We've talked about it a few times on the podcast, just like little bits and pieces of news, casting news, and that kind of stuff. I don't know if we've ever really got into what we would ultimately want. I think we talked about it a little bit on the last podcast episode about my video that I did with the yeah. ending that I wanted. But
yes.
But it's just
that
as
was
far
an
as,
overall ending for the
yeah,
entire.
Exactly. For yeah. the entire Walking Dead as well as the companion series. But anyways, the reason why I wanted to get more into talking about the companion series, besides the title, the name, you can let us know on Twitter at The Walking Naked or on Facebook, The Walking Naked. What do you want the pilot to be called or the show to be called? Fear the Walking Dead or Cobalt? They can face off against one another and battle it out. But the other cool thing is that we've talked about in the past, some of the original Walking Dead cast members reprising their roles on the Walking Dead spinoff show. And the latest one, this is like the new hot rumor that's going around all over the interwebs, is that
yeah.
Noah Emmerich, who played Dr. Jenner in season one of The Walking Dead, he's the one. It's no longer Morales, but it's Dr. Jenner that they're saying could come back on the spinoff show. What do you think about this?
I think somebody has got to be blowing smoke up our butt. Because he was blown up very quickly.
Yeah, but you got to remember that it's a prequel.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
so,
and that was
well,
that was the thing.
Yeah.
The thing about the pictures that they had, you know, shown when they had the picture of Morales.
Yeah.
Because he looked like he was tougher, you know, and it's like, mm-hmm. well, how could you be tougher if it's a prequel? But yeah, I don't know. I love his character, so
yeah,
that would be awesome, and we'd obviously probably get to see his wife and meet her, and you know.
That would be the coolest part about it is yeah, and I don't really know, to be 100% honest, that the show's going to be a prequel. That's what everybody's been saying, that it's going to be a prequel. I don't know if that's been like concrete. This is Robert Kirkman's coming out and saying the show's a prequel. We're going to show what happened in the early parts of this zombie apocalypse, this viral outbreak that led to what we ultimately see with Rick when he wakes up from the coma and everything's gone to shit. I don't know. I hope it's a prequel. And if it is a prequel, it makes more sense for Dr. Jenner to be in it.
Okay. But if it was something that a prequel to me doesn't say something about what happens. I mean, he was in a coma for like, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So we're going to.
Was it 2 or 3 weeks? I thought it was months.
No.
Are you sure about that?
Well, it's been a while. I did figure this out at one point, but I've lost those notes. So I didn't think he was. Yeah.
I thought he was gone for at least a month. You could be right. I mean, either way it goes, if it's a prequel and it just shows him being gone for 2 to 3 weeks, that's not going to be very much of a storyline. But
I think
it's got to be more than 2 to 3 weeks because there wasn't anything going on when he went into the coma. And then if you said it's like only 2 or 3 weeks, the whole world had been destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Which is that'd be a pretty tough timeline for everything to have gone down. And 2 to 3 weeks, that's not very long for them to be like, see you later, we're out of here. So I feel like, are you looking it up right now as we talk?
No, I was looking up the apocalypse thing.
Okay,
sorry.
Well, look it up while we talk real quick, because I don't know about that. But I'll read some of what Noah Emmerich actually had to say. He was interviewed recently at the TCAs, which I think is like the basically a big deal where they get together and talk about TV shows, the upcoming seasons, because I know he was there for The Americans. He's phenomenal on the on that show playing I can't remember what his character's name is in The Americans. But he's great. This is what he had to say about coming back on The Walking Dead spinoff. Sure, I think he's a fascinating character. There's definitely a lot more to find out about Dr. Jenner. I honestly have no idea because I haven't talked with him about anything. I don't know if he actually could come back. I have no idea, but it's an interesting question. Then he went on to say, there's a lot more there for this character. He was a fascinating character, and we only got a little taste of him. It would be really interesting to see what more was there. The whole idea of him coming back is really intriguing to me. So, I like all that.
Me too.
I definitely think that somebody's blowing smoke up people's asses because, you know, we talked about Juan Gabriel Pareja being on the show because they put it out there on the IMDb page. And then he disappeared. I think it would work much better with Dr. Jenner being a part of the prequel, if it is a prequel.
Well, and I did look it up, and it says that we know that it was at least a month, but, you know, not much more than that.
Okay. I mean, a month's more than 2 weeks, but still, that's not a whole lot of time. But apparently, I mean, everything must have went to shit pretty quickly, which could also be cool to see.
Yeah, I always felt bad that we didn't get to see all that stuff.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the most interesting parts about this whole Walking Dead spinoff is if we are going to get to see all that stuff, I think it'll be really cool. I mean, I did a video for this as well for the whole Noah Emmerich getting talked about being in The Walking Dead. And in that video, I just thought it would be cool. Like you said, we may get to see his wife, and it may be somewhat about his journey from getting to L.A. to Atlanta. To the CDC, because I mean the CDC is just a hub. I mean you're gonna have all sorts of specialized doctors and physicists and virologists and all that kind of stuff all over the world that probably work at the CDC in some capacity because they're the best in their field. They just don't live in Atlanta. They probably come there for conferences and whatnot every once in a while. So I could see that, you know, like that would be the gathering of the minds to come to the CDC to ultimately try to beat whatever this virus that had this outbreak. So, and that's where, you know, we probably eventually lost his wife and all that kind of stuff may have been on the way there or once they got there. So, which it was once they got there. We know that part.
Right. So, yeah. Because she was working.
Yeah. She was working there.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I just hope they get on it soon.
They're supposedly already filming, or they're.
I know, but I mean, I want it on. Soon.
Oh yes, that would be nice. I'm thinking it's gonna be. I'm thinking it's gonna be middle 2015, 2016, in the sense of not middle 2015, end of 2015, early 2016. I thought it was gonna be a summertime show, but to me, if they do like 8 episodes, it's looking more and more like it could be in the hiatus between seasons, you know, first half of season 6 and second half of season 6. I think it would fit in really nicely there as you know, and plus a lot more people watch TV during that time period because, you know, it's not summertime. You're not going out on Sunday doing whatever you're doing at nighttime, I guess. That's not as much of a big deal as it was back, you know, a couple decades ago, I guess.
No, now we have this thing called DVR.
Yes, very true.
Or on demand.
Yeah, I sounded like I was the old man during that part.
Exactly.
I'm like, you got to go out and pick the corn out there in the fields. Yeah.
I'm still telling you that my whole thing was not an old person
thing. Yeah, it is
thing.
An old thing. Please let us know.
Shut up. Whatever, just shut up.
If you know what a Merkin is, please let us know all about it.
Just because you don't know what it is doesn't mean that, like, you know everything that young people know.
I don't know everything that young people know. That's for sure. I see words on Twitter I've never even heard before in my life, and then I have to, like, go look them up on the Urban Dictionary, and I'm like, oh, that's what that means.
That's what that means,
All right. Mm-hmm. I'll have to try that out sometime. but that's all we got. I just wanted to have us both on here really quickly and talk about some Walking Dead news. And then we will play the interview with Michael Rooker. It's not really an interview between us and Michael Rooker. It was a roundtable press interview at Walker Stalker Con, but I did get to ask my question.
Exactly.
That's all that matters.
He thought it was the most interesting question.
He did. He loved it.
The rest of them, he was just like, bullshit.
He's like, next.
I've already answered that.
Yeah. Where's those people from The Walking Naked at? I heard they've got great questions.
Great questions. And the mom is super hot.
He was actually thoroughly disappointed that you didn't show up. He told me that after the press interview. Mm-hmm. He was like, where's that Kelly girl at that I met in Dallas?
Yeah.
I was like,
we got a great picture. She gives good hugs.
Yeah. I said, Andy Lincoln, he was up there doing his thing. And he was
it was a mistake.
He was like, that son of a bitch.
Yes.
He said it in his Merle voice. And I was like, Merle, calm down.
Officer friendly. Yeah,
stupid officer friendly. Yeah. But it was a lot of fun. Hope you enjoy it. The other questions were great, too. So
almost as good as yours.
They were nearly there.
They
were nipping at the heels trying to be as good as our question. So because it was not my question, it was our question.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
it was fun.
It sort of almost makes up for the Merkin thing.
Almost.
You to say that.
Not quite. But,
and calling me an old lady.
Oh, it was a fun little episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoy this interview with Michael Rooker, a.k.a. Merle. And we'll be back. Our next podcast episode, we're going to break down our top 5 moments from Season 5A or first half of Season 5, whatever you want to call it. And then we're going to come back with an episode after that as well, right before the premiere of The Walking Dead on February 8th. Cannot wait. That teaser trailer just got
teased
me amped.
It teased us.
Mm-hmm. So
awesome.
And yeah, and like my mom said earlier, if you do want to go check out that video where I broke down basically shot by shot from that teaser trailer, just go search on YouTube, Ready, Click, Play. It's up there. I also put it on our Facebook page as well, so you can go check that out. It's The Walking Naked on Facebook or on Twitter. It's at The Walking Naked. Where can they find you at, Mom?
Ditzy DJ with 2 T's.
Good deal. And I think that's it. You can find me on
Did
Twitter.
Did you give yours?
No,
it's
at the naked underscore nerd.
Okay, yeah. Oh, so naked.
Yes, the naked part. So, all right. Well, it's been fun, Mom. Can't wait to come back and talk about the first half of Season 5.
Yep. Enjoy the interview with the Rook. Yes. I mean, that's what we call him.
That's it. Yeah. You know. His friends call him the Rook.
Yeah, the Rook.
Thanks so much. If you enjoyed it, by the way, please leave us a review on iTunes and Stitcher.
All right. Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Brittany from VesselCon. My question to you is, what is your biggest childhood fear? Like, what motivates you? What scares you and motivates you in your roles?
Violence. Very scary to me. And so I got very good at it.
Mark Pointer, Nerd Bastards over here. I got number 2, luckily. You've been doing a lot of conventions this year. I'm wondering, a lot of people experience fanboy moments when they first meet you. What's the fanboy moment that you've had with a personality or celebrity that you've met in the last couple of years going with more conventions?
I don't have many of those, but Stan Lee is probably would be my top. You know who he is, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a really big fanboy moment with him a couple times.
Yeah, Stan Lee.
Question 3?
I actually asked a question. I'm getting better at this.
Hi, I'm Ashley from Danbury and Bath. So I know you did some PSAs for the state of Illinois, and I just wondered, are you going to do any more, maybe for Georgia?
Well, Georgia will have to call me up and say hello. I like doing that kind of stuff, and it's really important. You know, it's just something that was very close to me, and I thought it was very important to try to do it and do it well. So. You know, those kinds of things, if you convince one person to drive, you know, responsibly, then you've done your job, and, you know, that's hopefully it'll be more than that, of course. Hopefully, by the end of next year, you'll see numbers change, but you know, optimistic, so you never know.
Thanks.
Dave Solo, WalkerNation.net. How are you, Mr. Ripper? Question, without the arrow, who wins in a fight, Yondu or Merle, and why?
I think Yondu has other special powers, so you know Merle might have a problem with Yondu. As with most humans, I would think.
Next question.
Hey, Super Carrier, Convention Scene, Walkaway Productions. Again, no. I just wanted to ask, with your extensive resume of playing villainous characters, how important is it to you that they have redeeming qualities? And which was your favorite to play outside of Guardians of the Galaxy or The Walking Dead?
It's not that important to me that they have redeeming qualities. You know, I just play the role. The writers write it, and you know, if they write in redeeming qualities, then the character has redeeming qualities. If they don't, then I do whatever I'm supposed to do. You know, kill, maim, burn.
And your favorite one was?
Between killing and maiming.
Next question.
The new movie is based on the Buddy Bolden story, a mystical account of Buddy Bolden, who is considered probably like the grandfather of jazz. He is, before ragtime was ragtime, he was blowing his horn and doing it in such a way that people would come and see him and dance and have a great time. He was a great musician and. That's what our story's about. It's a beautiful story, it's a sad story, and it needed to be told in some form or another. And takes place in New Orleans, 1905 to 1930-ish. Pretty cool movie.
Thanks. Hey, right here, Taylor Anderson from WalkerCulture.com. I wanna know how Merle Dixon would have handled Terminus when he got there, if he got there, had the governor not taken him out.
You know, Merle's got the nightman, so they probably would have taken it off. I don't know, like everyone else, probably, you know, when your back's against the wall and, you know, it's about to be the end, you do a lot of interesting things. So, yeah. I think they played it wide right. I mean, I saw it and I thought it was. I'm like any other fan. How are they going to get out of this? That's impossible, you know. But you know, the filmmakers and TV and producers and writers and directors and actors always seem to find some way out. So yeah. Who knows, man? I come up with ideas on the day, on the spur of the moment type of thing. So until I'm in the situation, I don't usually speculate too much about it.
Thank you.
Next question.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Who is that?
Ready?
That was me, I'm sorry.
I
missed out. I thought ran 7. So you've been in Walking Dead and Guardians of the Galaxy, which were both comic adaptations. I was wondering if you, by the way, I'm Tara, I'm from the Geek Gary. So I was wondering if you were a comic fan or if you read the comics at all.
I read the comics for Walking Dead before, and then when I got, I was into them before, but I just sort of, I didn't like really read them, you know. I read them and then I'd put them down and read some more and put them down. But when I got cast, I read all the way through. For Guardians of the Galaxy, I knew about Guardians of the Galaxy and I'd read it a long time ago. But once I got the project and I was going to play Yondu, I went back and revisited and refreshed my mind. And then I got told, stop reading those comics. our piece is going to be a little bit different, and indeed it was. So,
yeah, they both were.
But I'm able to read and get certain ideas, and sometimes I try to throw in certain ideas. You know, you don't have to play exactly, you know, sometimes it'll mess with your mind if you read some of this kind of material and then you're going into a movie that's completely different, or, you know. But my mind tends to, some people will debate this with me, but, you know, I tend to be pretty pliable, maybe, if you convince me otherwise. If you can convince me your way is better than my way, then I'll do your way. I, you know, people ask me all the time which teams I like. I like the winning team. You know, convince me your way is better than my way, and I'll do it your way. If you can't convince me of that, then, you know, you got the wrong actor.
This is Justin from the Walking Naked podcast. This is a listener question. You've had some memorable fight scenes over the last couple of decades. What was more fun, punching David Morrissey or Tom Cruise?
I much prefer being punched. I like just the opposite. I don't necessarily like having the fight scenes, but I like being the person being punched, and because you get to do more. You know, you punch it and kick, and you just punch it and kick it. But if you're getting punched and kicked, you got to sell it. The timing is very important and crucial. The timing is important and crucial for the aggressor as well. But it's harder. It's harder and more fun to play that other side. So that's kind of what I like. Nice. Like for example, in Cliffhanger.
Sylvester Stallone, right?
When the cat kicked me for 16 hours. He kicked me for 16 hours straight, so I had to sell those. I had to sell a headbutt and all kinds of stuff. And that's really challenging and a lot of fun. And that's what I do then. Yeah, good question.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
You were from Jasper, Alabama, I read. My grandfather was from Jasper. I'm from Alabama, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think being a native Southerner gives you an advantage on The Walking Dead over, say, well, someone like Andrew Lincoln from Australia?
Being a native Southerner gives you a heads up in a lot of different things. Having to chop wood and use coal to heat your house and have coal oil lamps for your life and pumping water from a well and going outside in the middle of the night to use the bathroom sets you up for a lot of things in life. And so, yeah, you're right, it does.
Next question?
No, I'm sorry, we gotta stop there.
All right, let's do one more and then we'll go. Who's up next? Go ahead, go for it.
Okay, I'm Chrissy, I own MissionDixons.com, and my question is from one of my members, Tara Hart. If your character hadn't died in season 3, how well do you think Rural would be fitting in with the rest of the cast that's currently alive?
How well do you